Jim, can you come to the front? Can you guys come up? Jim, if you'd rather, you can stay there, though. Come on up. I want Joanne, come on up, too. Now, if you see that, that says, congratulations on 70 years of marriage. I'm going to give this to you. He'll probably lose it. Hey, we're proud of you guys. Now, I want you everybody to understand that you cannot find a congratulations on 70 years of marriage card. I don't know that they exist. They do. They do? Well, I couldn't find one. But anyway, there's your card, and we're so proud of you. Way to go. Keep up the good work. And 70 more.
Yeah. I gave this guy a nickname here quite a while ago. It's Chemo Sabi.
Pastor Chemo Sabi.
Yeah. Chemo Sabi. You know what that stands for? Trusted friend.
Uh-huh.
And he's my friend.
Well, I consider you a friend, both of you. We love you. We're so proud of you. 70 years. Congratulations.
And she's lucky to have him.
He said she's lucky to have him. Now, yeah.
I have a little donation here for her putting up with Jim.
He said he had a donation for her putting up with Jim for all that. Now, I want to decide this little caveat. I'm not going to do everybody's anniversary. There's too many of us, and that's why we don't do birthdays. But 70 years, good gravy. That's incredible. So praise the Lord. We rejoice with you guys. Yeah, we know it's the Lord, and that's just really great. And so wanted to take care of that business. And also, I wanted to mention, starting July the 10th, this will be during Sunday school. If you are interested in becoming a member of Warsaw Assembly of God, we would love for you to join us for this new membership class. It's going to be a 8 to 10 to 12 week long class. It is loads of fun. At least I think so. I get to know people. They get to know me. We talk about some of our beliefs and some of the bylaws of our church, so that you kind of learn a little bit about the way things operate here. And so if that's something you're interested in, you don't have to tell me. You just show up that morning, July the 10th at 9:45. And then be ready to do the others as well in the following weeks, okay? So I would be excited to have you in that class. I get to teach that, and it's going to be lots of fun. So love to have you. Even if you're not interested in becoming a member, but you want to learn more about the church, this is your home church, and you just want to learn a little bit more, that would be okay too. I don't twist any arms and make people sign membership cards. That's not my style. The only thing is, if you want to vote at any of our meetings, you do have to be a member. Anyway, hey, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 108, verse 4. God's Word is alive and active, and it's wonderful. His Word can soothe and comfort. His Word can deliver. His Word can slap us in the face at times, can't it? And that's a good thing, because sometimes we think we're right and we're actually wrong. Ouch. That hurts, doesn't it? Psalm 108, verse 4. This one I knew from a song. Anybody ever heard Third Day sing the song that relates to this verse? I'm not going to sing it for you because I love you enough. But here, look, read with me Psalm 108, verse 4. For your unfailing love is higher than the heavens. And I'm going to stop right there. The rest goes on to talk about God's faithfulness. But what about God's love? It says that his love is higher than the heavens. Raise your hand if you're over 6 feet tall. Okay, there's a number of you. Okay, so I can only reach, if I'm standing flat-footed, I can barely touch an 8-foot ceiling. And some of these guys that raise their hands are several inches taller than me. That doesn't count. You're up on that. So, you know, when I was younger, I could touch the rim on a 10-foot basketball goal. I don't think I could today. Yeah, that gravity thing. You know, we can reach a few things, but how high does God's love reach? Here, this verse says that it reaches or stretches or it's higher than the heavens. Where do the heavens even begin? Right above the clouds? I mean, I don't really have the answer for that. How many of you can reach the clouds? In an airplane. Yeah. Raise your hand if you own an airplane. Shucks. I was hoping somebody owned an airplane. I need rides every now and then. Anyway, my point is that God's love reaches to the heavens. And it says it's higher than the heavens. Notice the word right before the word love. Unfailing. God's love doesn't fail. God's love does not fail. It's His love is unfailing. His love is some of the versions of the Bible talk about long suffering. In other words, His love has to suffer through a lot from us, right? And so today, that's what I want to talk about is God's amazing love for us. We heard this for a long, long time, but this morning my hope is that it penetrates and sinks in deeper than it ever has before. God's love. And matter of fact, this one I don't have, but we just sang the song. I don't have this one on there, but we just sang the song about God is mighty to save. And that comes out of Zephaniah chapter 3. Verse 17, and I want to read it to you and talk about it for briefly. It wasn't on my radar before. Yeah? Somebody's helping. The Lord your God, check this out. The Lord your God is with you. He is, here's the part from the song, He is mighty to save. He's able to handle whatever life is dealing and dishing out to you. God is able to handle it. So guess what you do? You take his hand and say, Daddy, I need your help, right? Help me through this. Help me to walk through this. God is mighty to save. Look at this. It says, He will take great delight in you. Some of you haven't ever considered that aspect of God's love before, that God will take great delight in you. Great delight in you. Not in what you can do for Him. But in you, that's powerful. He'll take great delight in you. Look at this. It continues. It says, He will quiet you with His love. And that's my hope today. That He's going to quiet you with His love. That His love for you is going to, again, sink down in deeper than it ever has into your heart of hearts, into your mind and your reasoning and into your spirit. To where you know you leave this place today and you know that God loves you like crazy. He'll quiet you with His love. Look, He continues. I'm in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. Because guess what? Life's busy. And there's all kinds of things thrown at us day after day after day, hour after hour, and some of you minute after minute. God wants that stuff to be quieted so you can receive from Him, so you can learn from Him. Remember, that's what Mary did when her sister Martha was trying to get everything ready so she could feed Jesus and His friends. But Mary was just interested in receiving. And it bothered her. She got all up, worked up. And Jesus said, I'm not taking what Mary's going after away from her. He'll quiet you with His love. And listen to this. And He'll rejoice over you with singing. He rejoices over you. He thinks you're something. He thinks you're something. Hallelujah. You are something. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I've done. Number one, you're right. And I don't care. I don't care what you've done. Because I don't think he cares. What I mean is, that's why Jesus went to the cross. He's got a fix for that, doesn't he? Psalm 31, verse 7. You probably ought to mark that one in your Bible. Zephaniah 3:17. I always get those two confused. There's a Zephaniah and a Zechariah. Mark that one in your Bible. Or take notes. Matter of fact, there's some notebooks in the back so you can take notes. Do you know that you will get more out of it if you will take notes, if you'll write things down? Just look at me and agree. Okay? I try to take notes. It's hard for me to take notes when I'm preaching. So I'm not taking notes currently. Anyway. Psalm 31, verse 7. I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love. Anybody glad for God's love today? Listen, I think we need to look and view his love every day. And we do when we look at the cross, don't we? For you have seen my troubles, and you care about the anguish of my soul. God knows what you're going through. And he hasn't left you all alone to cope or to deal with it by yourself. That's why there's us, the church, the body of Christ, and that's why he himself will walk you through. He's awesome. He's awesome, and he does awesome things, doesn't he? Praise the Lord. 1 John 3, verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us. Isn't that great? See how very much our Father loves us. Not just a little bit. He loves us with this enormous love. And John continues. He says, for he calls us his children. Anybody God's child? Yes. For he calls us his children, and that is what we are, it says. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. So stop worrying about everybody else. Just be his. What do you say? Just be his. Allow his love to penetrate your heart today. Allow his love to sink in. And I want to show you a couple other things. You know, sometimes we get into this, and I really want to try to be careful the way that I say some of these things, because they could be taken incorrectly. But I have another verse in there that hopefully it will help us to avoid that. You see, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. There's this thing called sin. And some of the time, you need to understand that. Anybody ever heard of Satan? Yeah. Before I go there, there is such a thing as heaven. There's also such a thing as hell. Okay? If you don't believe that, then you and I are on different pages. Okay? It really works well with our idealism to say that there's only a heaven. But read your Bible. Listen, this is why I always give you a handful of scriptures or more. I want to back scripture up with other scripture because then I'm not out of line. Okay? And I'm only interested in preaching the Word of God to you. So what I've got in the spoon this morning is only scripture, okay? And that's all that I'm interested in feeding you. But there's sin, and sometimes sin, when it comes to Satan, do you know what the name Satan means? It means accuser. There is someone who wants to accuse you all the time to the Father and say, look how bad they are. And some of you listen to that voice. And you can't ever believe, excuse me, that God the Father would love you and care about you and give you even 1 ounce of thought. But today I'm trying to smash that and help you to realize that not only does God give you an ounce of thought, He gives you way more than that. He rejoices over you with singing. He takes delight in you. He wants to quiet you with His love. And so I want to take you to this scripture, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. While you're turning there, I'm going to take a swig. Excuse me. Thank you for laughing. That just makes my heart glad. Thank you. My dear children, I'm easily amused. I'm sorry. My dear children, listen to what John says here. He says, I am writing this so that you will not sin. All right, do you guys understand what he's saying so far? I'm writing this because I don't want you to be in sin. I don't want you to live in sin. I want to help you to avoid sin. Don't you say that's a good thing? Well, sure, because sin is bad. Sin is wrong. That's what the whole Old Testament points out, isn't it? But look at the next line. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. Oh, who might that be? He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. So he paints this kind of courtroom setting here, doesn't he? He says, I'm writing this so that you don't sin, because sin isn't good. But if you do, it's going to be okay. How? Now listen, this is where you could go off on a tangent that I was never meaning to take you. Sin is wrong. Sin is sin. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is transgression. Sin is doing things that are against what God would have you to do. Right? But instead of kicking each other when we're down, let's love each other and say, oh, yeah, that looks like that hurts. Come on. But we're pretty good at kicking each other, aren't we? Shame on us. Shame on us. But we ought to love like He's loved. He says, but if anybody does sin, He says, I hope that you don't sin. And a matter of fact, that's part of the purpose of this letter, He says, is that you don't sin. But if you do, guess what? You have someone in your corner. Isn't that love? Now I'm going, we could also pretend this is like a boxing match. Jesus in your corner. And the opponent is sin. And maybe the enemy as well, the devil. Jesus is helping. He's rooting you on. Come on, you can do this. Now we don't have the power against sin or the devil even. Jesus does. Guess what? He's in our corner. He says, if anybody does sin, we have an advocate. We have one that's there to stand up for us, one to plead our case, one that is there. And that's the wonderful thing about the Savior. When we stand before God one day, we all will, but mind you. When we stand before God, maybe He's going to ask a question, why should I let you in heaven? Not any one of us can say, well, you know, I did this and this and this. I mean, we could say it, but those don't get us in there, do they? Those would really just be empty words. Empty words. But if I know what my answer is going to be. And I've asked many people this over the years. And I wish more of them could be able to answer it correctly. When I ask a question like, how does somebody get into heaven? well, you got to be a good person and you got to go to church and you got to. Do you hear what those responses are? Works. It's all. It's works. Is it good to, yeah, go to church and good to pray and good to read your Bible and good to be good and good to, yeah. But that's not where it's all at. It's all in Jesus. He is the very great reward. His love for you is immense. He's the truly righteous one. You see, he pleads your case. He's fighting for you. He's in your corner. He's that one that's saying, "Oh no, Father, they're with me. Father, they're with me." And that's all I'm going to say is I'm going to be like, "Father, I'm with him. Look, his blood covers me. It had to." Right? Jesus' blood is the only way. We sang about it a while ago, the whole song. Nothing but the blood, right? Praise the Lord. So I bring up this point because I want you to understand that even with sin in your life, God still loves you. And you have to understand that that's the whole purpose behind the cross. So what I'm saying is don't stop. Don't let the enemy whoop up on you. Don't let the enemy defeat you because you sinned. John here says, if you do, you have an advocate. Jesus is in your corner. Don't stay there. Am I saying that we should sin, that it's okay to sin? I'm not. I'm saying, get over it. I'm saying, give it to Christ. Trust in Him. I'm saying, get back up and move on. I'm saying, trust in Him. I'm saying, give it to Him and allow Him to work in your life. I'm saying, agree with Him and allow Him to move you from where you are to where you're gonna, where He's taking you. I hope that resonates. I'm not saying you should sin, but I'm also saying the devil wants you to stop right there in that sin, and he just wants to slap you around as long as you'll let him. And what you need to do is say, shut up, I'm not listening to you anymore, and begin to listen to the Savior and begin to run after him, because I believe that he's running after you. You can't convince me otherwise. I look back over my life before I gave my heart to Christ, and I can see him dealing with my heart of hearts as a child. Jesus was working on me on the inside before I knew him. And I could see it throughout my life. Can you look back and see him doing the same with you? You weren't even wanting to go the right way, but he was doing one of these. He was tugging, he was pulling, and he was speaking, and he was, I think, convicting. Praise God for all those things. That's because he loves you, which we'll get to in a little bit. Well, we've already gotten to that part, but I'll get to the other. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Here's the verse none of that was taken incorrectly. 1 John 3, 9. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning. That's a habitual sin. That's sinning and not worrying about the consequences. That's not allowing the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is in them. Wow. So you see the call? He's calling us upward, isn't he? So they can't keep on sinning because they are, and we already talked about this, we're children of God. You can't keep on sinning because we're children of God. But the enemy wants to trip you up, and then he wants to start slapping you around and keep you there. That is not God's will for you. God's will for you is to get up and say, Jesus, forgive me. I did it. It's true. Jesus knows already. It's confessing, owning up to it, and then going, moving on and moving forward. Anybody ever heard of the phrase failing forward? Because we're all going to fail. And we all have failure in our lives. It's at minimum, it's called sin. There's no success without them. That's right. So we got to continue to fail. When we fail, we want to learn from it. We want to grow from it. We want to get closer to Christ. And we want to grow out of that failure. That's failing forward. That's not allowing failure to defeat us. And that's just the thing that the devil wants you to do, is to fail and then just stay there, give up and wallow in it. No, no, church. God's voice is saying, I love you, get up. I love you, get up, and I'm going to help you through that. Get up. Get up. I'm going to help you. I'm with you. I'm for you. Praise the Lord. 1 John 4:8. But anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. That's all he knows how to do. Is love. He is love. It's beautiful. God is love. He's the source of love. You and I learn to love because of him, because of who he is. And we grow in that love in our vertical relationship with him. And then out of, and only out of that vertical relationship with him, are we then able to love other people the same kind of way. I think it's fascinating. And that's one of the reasons I'm preaching this message this morning. One is so that you won't stay there and won't allow the enemy to defeat you and to accuse you constantly. That's called condemnation. And in Romans chapter 8, he said there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, doesn't the cross in Romans 5:8, doesn't the cross show us and prove to us God's love? Romans 5:8, but God showed his great love for us, or God demonstrated his love, or let me say proved his love for us. God proved that he loved. He showed his great love by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Notice it says great love. It doesn't say, but God showed his minimal amount of love for you because you're a dirty, rotten scoundrel. That's not what it says. It says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for our sins while we were still sinners. While we were still the dirty, rotten scoundrels. Isn't that love? Doesn't that show and prove his love for us? Doesn't that demonstrate it? Doesn't that help us to grasp his love for us? And how many of you would have signed up for that? If some way you could have taken Jesus' place, none of us could have because we were not sinless. But let's say you were. Oh yeah, sure, sign me up. I'll go to the cross. You can nail me to that board in three places. That would not feel good. Actually, I think that would probably wouldn't be as bad as the whipping that he took before that. Man, but God showed his great love for us. Hallelujah. And then, of course, John 3:16 and 17. I'm going to allow the worship team to come back up. John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son. God loved who? The world. That'd be you. And that'd be the person next to you. And that'd be the person across from you, and the person in front of you, and the person behind you, and the person above you or below you. For this is how God loved the world. He gave, hallelujah, aren't you glad He gave? He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish. But get this next part, but would have eternal life. God's love for you is available day or night because God didn't want heaven without you. God wanted you to be there in heaven. Anybody know how long eternity is? Right. Forever. A long time. It's mind-boggling, really. But God loved you so much, He sent His Son to die on a cross so that we could experience heaven forever, so that we could experience God forever. He wanted you to be there to experience Him, and He wanted to experience you. That's incredible. And I want to say, God loves you today just the way you are, with those failures or with those successes. We all have both. He loves you. He's not one of these days going to love you when you finally get it together. No, He loves you right now. Not later on when you start getting your act together. Not later on when you're in heaven is He going to love you. No, He loves you right now, and He's never going to love you any more than He already does. And the cross is the proof of that. And Him wanting to be with you for eternity is the proof of that. So this morning, if you want to experience God's love, maybe you've never experienced it, and you want to begin a relationship with Jesus, can I ask you just to slip up your hand? I want to begin a relationship with Jesus. I see that. Yeah, I see that. Okay, I see that. Anybody else? I want to begin a relationship with Jesus. I want to receive His love today. Okay, maybe I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. Maybe you know Christ. You say, you know what, I just need Him to help me to love other people. I want to receive of His love even more than I already have so that I can love other people around me. Is that you this morning? Yeah, me too. It's that vertical relationship first. We learn love from the Father, and then we're able to give it out to others. So I'm just going to invite you, step out, come to the altar, seek His face, seek Him, and we're going to worship Him.